Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We're all doing a good bit of entertaining this summer, and no good dinner would be complete without a good dessert. Problem is, we all want to stay out of the hot kitchen, so what do we do? Well, Chef Jerry Pellegrino has some ideas for desserts that don't involve baking, but turn out fine just the same. What do you think, Jer?
Yes, and you're right. The hot days are here. Nobody wants to set their oven to 350 degrees for a few hours to sit in there and bake desserts, for sure. So there's like two whole like sort of separate classes of desserts. You've got the no bake, and then you've got the icebox desserts. And they're both similar in certain ways, but a little bit different. Let's start talking about the icebox cake.
Sure.
It's a simple no-bake treat, and it relies basically on chilling something in the refrigerator to get it to set.
Mm-hmm.
So, and typically there are crispy cookies or graham crackers as one of the components, some whipped cream and fruit, and it's usually layered. And what's interesting is the moisture from the fruit over time softens the cookies or the graham crackers and makes it almost, you know, sort of a simple, just crusty type of dessert. So it's really fun.
That sounds really wonderful.
Yeah. And one of the ones that I really love to do is a cannoli icebox cake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, it's like I said, it's pretty simple. Usually they all have heavy cream. This one has whole milk ricotta, some mm-hmm. confectioner's sugar. And then, you know, some of the things you associate with cannolis, orange zest, vanilla extract, some cinnamon,
mm-hmm.
certainly chopped pistachios, little mini chocolate chips. You know, and instead of baking cannoli shells, we will use graham crackers to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just basically, if you have a handheld mixer or a stand mixer, you're beating the cream until you get nice stiff peaks.
Mm-hmm.
In the other one, you're going to beat the ricotta with the sugar and the orange zest, vanilla, cinnamon, salt. And then just gently fold the two together, you know, mix the pistachios and chocolate chips in a separate bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you're going to start layering. And basically start with a layer of, the other thing that really helps with a lot of these cakes is to line your cake mold with plastic wrap.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, because it's going to be, you know, a couple inch overhang all around. Because once they're solid and frozen, it's easy to just lift them out with the
sense.
Plastic wrap.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and you're just going to layer the mixtures, you know, about four layers. Basically, I like to let them set overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically you're going to turn this out onto a cutting board and make some beautiful slices and serve it.
Jerry, those really sound tasty. How about what you call the no-bake desserts?
Yeah, and those also use the refrigerator, but often tend to also rely on things like gelatin or some other, you know, thickening agents to allow them to get their correct setting and texture. And I think one of the things people might not realize, but probably the classic no-bake is tiramisu.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Right? But I love to make a little interesting version of one called the limoncello tiramisu.
Oh, good.
Instead of coffee, I'm soaking my my ladle fingers in limoncello, and I'm also using gelatin to make some homemade lemon curd.
Mm-hmm.
And do the same thing, mascarpone cheese, heavy cream, whipped, and then, you know, just starting with the layers and just use, you know, and you get this lovely sort of tiramisu, but that has a really cool lemony twist.
Well, Jerry, we're going to put these ideas on the website. Hope people can try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Lisa Morgan on 88.1 WYPR.